Come in, Night Talk. Gordon Kaye it was. Now, in about 15 to 20 minutes, we're taking to the skies. Good times in foreign climes. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Two clues to track him down. If we don't get this right and figure out where he is, then we don't get the travel log. Your first clue as follows. I am in an autonomous, self-governing Alpine region, which was part of Austria until after the First World War. The region contains 297 lakes. Popular holiday locations for Brits. Autonomous, self-governing Alpine region, once part of Austria. 297 lakes. Where do you think he is? 81333 and start your text with Russ. If you think you can help me out, maybe you've been popular with Brits. 08000 321333 is the number on the WhatsApp. See how we're faring. We've got another clue after the 11 o'clock news and the man in question in 15 minutes. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Very, very tough. Tough first clue for where in the world is Andy Mossack. Hi to Mick. Thank you for the Switzerland. I don't know about Switzerland. It can't be Switzerland. They're part of Austria until after the First World War. It's not Liechtenstein, says Mike the Decorator. I'm more leaning to that. Hi to Gareth, also to Sheila and Alison. All saying Switzerland as well. How very odd. Maybe I'll go with public opinion on this. But we'll need the second clue before we do anything. So we heard about it's a self-governing region, 297 lakes. Here is another one. Trentadoc is a famous sparkling wine only made in this region and is so highly regarded it's used for all Formula One podium celebrations this year. Sprayed over racing drivers. This wine is so tasty. Let's waste it. Trentadoc, famous sparkling wine only made in this region. It's what all the Formula One drivers are spraying. These are hard tonight, aren't they? Proper tough. Can you help me out? On the phone, where it's free, it's 0800 389 3333. 0800 389 3333. facebook.com/LateNightRussell. Nigel in Rotherham. Is Andy in Trentino? We've been there. I've got options. I'm gonna have to plump for something. Oh, he's on in a couple of songs' time. I hope we get it right. We will. Summer loves unkind on the BBC. Niall Horan's Heaven is on the way very soon. It's Russell Walker here on a Friday night. We your late show. Good guesses for this on Andy. We had Liechtenstein, Switzerland. What about France? Good suggestions. Switzerland. Mick, you must be in Trentino. Well, you're going Trentino. Now, Nigel in Rotherham said Trentino. He's a very good film director. Sorry, that's a terrible joke. Hi to Robin Foster on the Walls. Hi, Russell and Darren. Difficult one tonight. Is Andy in the Tyrol? Correct me if I'm wrong, that's about the same area, isn't it? I think. Trentino, Clive, also Brian going for that, and Christine. Trentino. Nothing left for it but to grab the passport and run away. Dream of buying a big Toblerone and a straw donkey. As you open up a bag of nuts on the plane, sip Coke from a tiny tin. And head abroad for some good times in foreign climes. Now, every so often, we were joined by Mr. Andy Mossack. Last week, he was on, reflecting on a trip to Kazakhstan. Let's see if Italy is indeed the right answer. Without much further ado, good evening, Andy Mossack.
Ahoy, ahoy. How's the opus, Russ?
Oh, the opus is doing fine, Andy. I don't mind telling you.
Fab.
Now, this is possibly the hardest one you've ever set as this.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, you've got to keep you on your toes, mate. Got to keep them on the toes.
You certainly have. Now, I'm going to go for sheer weight of opinion here. Trentino, yeah. North Italy, the Tyrol, yeah. You know, all on the same level. Yeah. Are we right?
You are. How do they do it? How do they do it?
Excellent.
Correct.
They never let me down, Andy. They never let me down.
Brilliant. No, it's brilliant, isn't it? Trentino. Well, yes, and it's not a famous film producer. Thank you. Yes. That was a terrible joke.
It was a poor one.
Anyway, yeah. Yes, out of Italy's got 20 lovely regions, and Trentino is the northernmost region, and it borders Austria, as quite said, and it used to be Austria, in fact. So, yeah, lots of Germanic influences, and it is part of the Tyrol too. Yeah, so one of the listeners said Tyrol as well. Yeah, so and it's fascinating region, because it's a mix of, like, because of this autonomous part, you know. It's got its own local laws, you know, so it's a bit different from the rest of Italy. And of course, historically, because it was in the mountainous terrain, it was practically cut off from the rest of the country. So, so it's kind of very, very different from all the other regions. So, but it's still got the Dolce Vita. So don't worry about that. I've been having a lot of fun with that for sure.
Now, you said obviously the German or the Austrian influence is there.
Yeah.
Now, to me, that's a fascinating blend. It's like, you know, because Italy and Germany and Austria are full of the most amazing, beautiful architecture. Is there still quite a population that speaks German, for example, in this place?
Yeah, it's more kind of next over the mountains a bit more, because that is very German speaking. They kind of share it with the Italians, and we were there, in fact, I think last year, sort of Bolzano, that sort of area,
right?
And that is very German, which is weird because you're in Italy, but they still speak German. It is strange. This side is, you know, it's a lot more Italian. Although the influences are much more on the food, to be honest, because it's a mountainous area, so it's very hearty, very hearty. But it's, to be honest, it's not a drop and flop holiday, you know, like a lot of the Italian beach resorts you would think, right? Trentino is all about the jaw dropping landscape. It's got a remarkable history as well, and of course the food and the wine. So Trento, which is named obviously for the drink, as you know, Trento Doc, that's the capital of Trentino. That's where I've been based, and it's, you know, for me, it's a first for me, because this is a city with a tourist card that gives you free public transport and entrance to museums and galleries, but it's totally free of charge. First for me. I've never, ever been to a place that gives a tourist card for nothing.
Like, absolute, genuinely, well, not gratis,
genuinely,
as they would say.
Yeah. Yeah. You've just got to rock up and tell them which hotel you're staying in. Hotel's got to guarantee that for you. They say, oh yeah, he's a guest of ours, and you sign up, get it totally free of charge. Fantastic.
Wow.
Isn't it? I mean, that's amazing.
That's really good.
So what do you do
with the card then when you've got it, Andy?
Well, exactly. You go on plenty of cable cars and lots of buses. but it's dwarfed by these, you know, Trento is dwarfed by these colossal mountain ranges. It's really amazing. And like all Italian towns, you know, it's got a wonderful historic centre. You know, it's got most of it pedestrianised, twisty ancient streets and piazzas. But the jewel, if you like, is the cathedral. It's a 14th century cathedral. No surprise there. Mm-hmm. But it's only just revealed its renovated frescoes. I mean, I was there last week. It was all kind of covered up. And they said, you know, it's amazing. We've just opened it up now. And these frescoes on the walls are absolutely beautiful. And they're, you know, they're all in different colors. And they... Mm. Obviously, the frescoes in those days, they didn't actually have colour, did they? They had to use all kinds of things to make that colour. It's beautiful, beautiful frescoes. Years in the making, this, and it's just extraordinary. But also, it hosted in 1545, this cathedral, it hosted the Council of Trent. I mean, it's one of the most important moments in Roman Catholic history. Absolutely amazing. Went on for 18 years.
Wow.
And all happened there in this cathedral. So pretty special, mate, pretty special. And then went outside the city to this wonderful place, literally 3-minute walk from my hotel, the Orrido Canyon, a beautiful gorge. And it's a river that's been surging down since Roman times from the mountains. And it used to flood the city. So the Romans built they dammed it. And it kept rising. So they kept damming it up. The bricks, more bricks and more bricks. It ended up 40 meters high. And today that dam is still there. Amazing. And there's these two huge waterfalls have come because of that damming. And you go on this walk right down into the gorge, and then you actually step under the waterfall. I mean, it was just jaw-dropping, Russ. I mean, idyllic. I've never seen anything like it. Absolutely amazing to see this hurtling water. And it's been doing that since Roman times. Absolutely awesome, awesome. So that's an amazing thing to do. And then we drove for about 30 minutes to this outdoor contemporary art gallery in a forest in a mountain valley. It's called Art Cellar. And you know something, they've got dotted around the forest are these contemporary artists have built these most ridiculously big installations. I mean, it's just wandering around, you know, with almost 30 different pieces around this forest. Absolutely stunning place.
What a beautiful setting to do it, though. You know what I mean? It's doing something different with it.
You've got birdsong, you know, it's the sun shining. Just fabulous in the forest, absolutely beautiful. And then today I wandered around Lake Garda. I mean, that's part of Trentino is Lake Garda, the largest lake in Italy. Absolutely beautiful, just wonderful. Had a great time. And then I must tell you, because we had a good laugh. Oh yeah, I must say, yeah, I had a wine tasting, but I also had an olive oil tasting.
Hang on a second. Are they lining up, you know, different? Or do they hold like a jar of olives over their forearm like they used to do with bottles of wine? Like you would say, and here is an olive from this grove, and you can get all of them. So an olive oil taste. Surely there's not that much difference in olive oils. Surely,
please. If I had said this to this,
you'd have been thrown out.
I would have been, yeah, exactly. I would have been absolutely, yeah. I mean, this region, apparently, it wins the most awards for the best olive oil in Italy, which is going some, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But he poured out, he had four of the wine growers and the olive makers. Yeah, they brought these four bottles out, very grandly put them in front of us and poured them out. And then he said, right, you've got to smell it first. You've got to smell it. First, you've got to warm it with your hands around the cup, right? Then you've got to smell it. And he's saying to me, are you getting cut grass, Andy? Cut grass. I mean, it was like, not quite.
Where do they? Now, the wine experts and stuff, I mean, they lose me. I got to say, they lose me, Andy.
I know. Well, like, you know what? They brought with it a lovely plate of cheese and ham and some bits and pieces to go with it, because obviously it all matches up, Russ, right? I mean, it's all like that.
So, well, yes, of course it does. Of course it does. So, our palates are sophisticated enough to spot that.
Yeah. So I of course, I said, I've got thyme notes here. I'm getting sage, you know. And he said, yeah, that was all before I actually sipped the olive oil. And then you get the sort of the peppery burn at the end of it. So, I loved it all. I loved it. I just went to the whole theatre of it all, and I thought it was great.
Did you put it down on the table in front of him when you'd had a taste, this olive oil, right, and gone, you know, and done all the things, swish it around the palate, whacked it on the table in front of him and said, that's a smashing drop of lager, that is. Should have given him just a little something. Best drop of lager you can get, that olive oil.
Yeah, can you put some lime with it as well?
Yeah, put a bit of lime in that. Put a bit of lime in that oil, please. I'm telling you, you can't really go wrong, can you? Late Garda, cheese, wine, olive oil, great olive oil. I mean, you kind of live in the dream a bit.
I am, yeah. And to be honest, Italy's one of these few people. I know when I was a lad growing up, when I were a lad, I used to get seasonal food in England, right? There were certain things you couldn't get, or you could only get certain times of the year. And they still have this in Italy now. You know, there's certain things. So they had white asparagus is out now. You know, it's great that you go back in time and they just are moved by the seasons here. So it's brilliant. And they do these lovely, like, apple strudels. You know, you wouldn't think the Italians would do apple strudel because of the Germanic background. That's what they do. I had a goulash soup last night, which was just fabulous, you know.
Delicious.
Again, goulash soup is not something you would think of Italy, would you?
No, but not at all.
They have it. And they stick dumplings in it too, Russ, honestly.
Do you know, there's not much in life that can't be improved by whacking a couple of dumplings in it. And to be honest,
no.
You know, all world cuisines can be improved by that, I would say.
Well, I know.
It sounds lovely. I mean, it's about as far north, obviously, in Italy as it's possible to get. And, I mean, you can't go much further. And, of course, there are a dozen ways of getting to Italy, either over the roads or the rails, or you can fly in. I imagine, how do we look in terms of affordability, this region?
Oh, it's terrific value for money, actually. I mean, if you can compare, like, Switzerland is not that far away. It's the same landscapes. I mean, you've got the Dolomites here, which is their crown jewels. You know, the Dolomites are beautiful mountains, all white. And considering you've got that as your kind of background, it's really very low cost because it's hearty food. I mean, it's not fancy, but it's really lovely. And I just think the landscapes are so jaw-dropping. Yeah. So I think for the money, it's really good value. You know, nothing like France or Switzerland. So it's good. And you come into Verona, which is a really nice place to come into. Do a bit of Shakespeare while you're here at the same time.
Oh, smash it. Shakespeare, wine, olive oil, good cheese. You had me at cheese. These are all winners. Thank you very much for that, Andy. Safe travels. Are you back tomorrow? Are you back over the weekend?
Yeah, I was just saying to Darren, I'm coming back to Gatwick and then getting the train into London. So after the coronation, so it should be just a breeze, I guess, to get through London.
Quiet, quiet. There won't be a soul. There won't be a soul around. You'll be fine. It'll be good. And are you on the road again anytime soon?
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Marvelous.
Is that all right?
This is going to be lovely. We shall see you then, Andy. Bon voyage.
All right, arrivederci.
Oh, see? Like a native. Like a native, he throws that in. More from Andy in a couple of weeks. WhatsApp is coming next. Oh!